The city and Lakehead University are coming to an agreement that will see students have access to the Orillia Recreation Center. Council directed staff at Monday's meeting to sign a memorandum of agreement with Lakehead for the 2021-22 academic year. During negotiations with the city, Lakehead Orillia Athletics proposed paying $35,000 for student memberships for the school year, October 2021 to April 29, 2022. It is important to note that this is an 8-month contract that is being negotiated during the pandemic, said Marsha Russell, the city's manager of recreation and youth services. The rates and fees being offered this year would not be considered as a precedent for future negotiations. The university had an agreement with the YMCA of Simcoe, Muskoka, but the closure of its Orillia facility led to Lakehead seeking alternatives. About 400 of Lakehead Orillia's approximately 1,400 students regularly accessed YMCA services in the region. Financial implications to the city as a result of the new agreement will vary based on the number of Lakehead students that opted to register for a fun pass, staff wrote in a report. COVID-19 has resulted in a decrease in the number of on-campus students for the 2021-2022 academic year. If less than 200 students register for a fun pass, there is no financial impact to the city, but if more than 200 students register for a fun pass, the financial impact will range from 1% up to 44% of the cost of a current student fun pass. Staff are also looking into a request from Lakehead to change Orillia Transit's south route to make the recreation center its first stop. It's the only route that stops near the recreation center, across the street from it. Those coming from Lakehead or from any other route have to transfer to get to the West Street South facility. Lakehead University was also faced with a multi-bus trip when they accessed the YMCA in previous years. This was identified by Lakehead University as a point of complaint for students who rely on busing to get places throughout the city, staff wrote. Some members of council expressed support for looking into alternatives for the route. It is quite a bit of extra time, especially when the routes are busy. I think this is logical, said Cown. Mason Ainsworth. It makes perfect sense that, with the rec center opening, we should have reconfigured the route, Cown. Pat Henn added. Russell noted staff are looking into options for council's consideration at a later date.